Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com. And we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Oh, my friends, I hope you you're ready for this, because these images are going to make you upset. Trans activists left over 60 bottles of piss outside the EHRC, and they poured piss all over their body. Because, you know, like, I was thinking, like, how do you convince someone to agree with your cause? I got it. Dump piss on yourself in public.
Works every time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, metaphorically, what were they trying to communicate?
Well, let's say, like, as our former leftist, I mean, I guess Tim could do this too, but, like,
right.
please explain to me.
No, I was never there.
Yeah, no.
I think
no.
The first line answers your question. Piss off trannies.
Oh.
P-O-T, so something to do with.
I was thinking maybe it was like a bathroom thing. Like, if you're not going to allow us to use whatever bathroom we want, we're going to pee on your street.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, there you go. I did get it.
Pretty good.
Oh, all right. Yay.
She's like, I'm still in touch. I still got it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to show the images. Are you guys ready?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, like,
Gatorade.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that may be the case, but why then pour piss on yourself?
Oh, what the fuck?
Wow.
Also, that's the thing. Like, does anyone care that you're, like, it's gross that you're doing it to yourself?
This is
like,
a fetish.
Yeah, they got
was it voyeurism?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this is like, I really want to do this thing, but I need an excuse to do it in public. I've got an idea. I am protecting trans rights.
Activist. Woo.
Yeah, look at that weird mask, too. Where's that thing from? It's like the duck with teeth.
Yeah, but also it's protecting the mouth. Like, they're not going to drink the pee this way. It's just like pouring it on their body.
You know, it's really interesting because this whole, the whole movement around transgenderism is like, I promise it's not a mental illness. It's a real thing. But also, I'm going to pour pee on myself in the street. It's like with the climate change stuff. I promise climate change is real. Also, I'm going to super glue my hands and feet to this chair at your climate summit until you listen to me.
Or they're going to buy
climate change is real, but I'm going to buy a oceanfront property.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, the Obamas did exactly that. They're all freaking out about climate change. What the fuck are
these
pictures?
This is like a biohazard.
Yeah, this is literally a biohazard.
I've heard that urine is sterile.
You see, nope, well, hold on.
Correct.
This is
not?
Why.
No.
This is why, you know, I'm saying we need police.
Yeah,
well, that's an understatement, but yeah, we do.
No, it's simple, because I ain't touching that piss person.
Oh. Like,
someone's got to go and remove them and the piss, and it ain't going to be me.
And what are
I will
suits?
Pay a man to put on a uniform, give him a badge.
Biohazard. So, Lydia, it's not sterile, you're saying?
No, so I was looking up the other day, and it's not sterile. It's just a lot less dirty than people think. Gotcha. I would never recommend drinking it. Or,
it's
for example, pouring it on yourself.
Remember the monkeypox guy who said he was guzzling piss?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't see that
thread?
You just
did that
because
you like it.
He said he was going to piss orgies and he said he drank a gallon of piss.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fetish.
And then he got monkeypox.
Shocking.
Like, dude.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't behave in a deranged way and there were consequences to my actions?
I was talking about this on my second channel, and this is an example of why moral logic doesn't work and value logic is what we actually expect. And so what I mean by that is moral logic is... I'm sorry, not value logic, value morals. Logic-based morals versus value-based morals. I keep saying it wrong. Logic-based morals is like, okay, we think discrimination based on innate characteristics is wrong. Therefore, we can't segregate. Everyone goes, okay. And then someone says, that also means you can't segregate bathrooms between men and women. Mm. That's logic. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you can't segregate based on innate characteristics, then you need one bathroom for everybody.
Right.
Well, hold on there a minute. That's not what we meant. We have value-based morals, meaning we don't value racism, but we do value sex segregation. That's not logic, that's values. So when you actually implement a moral logic system, you'll get people who are like, I can use whatever bathroom I want because you can't segregate based on innate characteristics. Mm-hmm. And then they go and pour piss on themselves. And what do? It's a protest. You say you have a right to protest. Well, bro, I don't know if I think a protest includes your right to pour urine on yourself in the street. You know what I mean?
I there's a part of me that wants to be like, they're pouring on themselves, so I...
It's splashing all over the ground.
It is
They're putting bottles everywhere. It's a biohazard.
Right.
True. What city are they doing this in?
Right.
I think it's in London.
Did they target a specific building? Like, is
yeah,
there
the
a
EHRC.
Reason?
It's EHRC.
It's gonna be like, how can you tell?
Yeah, it's the Equality and Human Rights Commission.
Oh, so the people who are in your corner.
Right, yeah.
But not enough.
Right, not enough. It's never enough.
I'm just saying, I think this is the big issue right here, is that we need to recognize we all want value morals and not logic morals.
Right.
So the other day we had Corey Mills on the show, and he said he thought it should be, I think he said illegal, right? He said that books depicting sexual images should not be allowed to be shown, be available
right,
to kids or shown to kids.
He's introducing legislation to that effect.
Yes. And I said, does that include text and image? He said, yes. And I said, okay, the Bible has texts.
Slippery slope.
That's about, so, and he was like, no, that the Bible's fine. And I'm like, but the Bible has Ezekiel 23:20 that talks about the emissions and the girth of a man and the woman and what she liked about it. And then
that's awesome, by the way. That was,
and he said, he was like, well, it's not showing images. I'm like, okay, so images are worse. Mm-hmm. But so the issue is, if you're saying the Bible should be allowed, even though it talks about emissions that of horses and, you know, what is it? The penis is the size of donkeys and the emissions of horses.
Jesus, that's a
that's
guy.
In the Bible.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
In the Bible. Okay. If you're going to say that's okay for kids, right. But like a book about gender transition is not okay, you're not talking about moral logic. Because the logic is, there are some moral logic would be, some subjects need parental discretion. Well, okay then, the Bible or the gender book, right? No, the gender book is banned. Okay, well, that's not logical.
It's not consistent.
Right. It's value-based. We value the Bible and its messages. We don't value gender ideology.
If there were pictures in the Bible, it might be a different story. If there was people sucking each other off in the Bible, probably wouldn't be accessible.
But what about a book that said John then put the penis in the mouth and blah, 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 right. And it was text?
Which happens.
It's not as accessible to three. Oh, that's where the conversation went, is that 3-year-olds can't read yet. Well, some of them can, but assuming that young people, the imagery is more accessible.
Should a 10-year-old be able to grab a book that depicts a lesbian sucking a dildo of another lesbian?
I don't think so. No, not in a government school.
But in text.
No.
Written. But
not
the
government school, man. Not why.
So you have like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. They wanted to rape the two angels or whatever, and then God blows the fucking city up.
That was Sodom and Gomorrah. Yep.
Yeah.
So exciting.
So there's.
Isn't this all in the parents' wheelhouse to introduce that to their children? Shouldn't the school? I'm sort of like,
yes.
School should focus on mathematics, you know, the arithmetic, the writing, the reading, the science, and you leave everything else out, your parents can introduce that.
Yes, I agree.
100%.
However, when you have someone who's very religious and they're like, the Bible should be allowed in schools, I say, well, okay, then what about books that have other, like, what about leftist books on sex?
Well, I guess to that person, I say, well, then sign your kid up to a Christian school. And, you know, that's where you'll find somebody that supports your values.
Just keep out of public schools?
It's one of the things that I think France sort of gets right in a weird way, and I won't stand by that super firmly, but their idea of, like, division between religion, a freedom from religion. So like when you go to public schools in France, you can't wear a cross, but you also aren't supposed to wear like headscarves. Like it's everybody's religion is out. And so we have this divorce from it. And so I assume just like you wouldn't have a Bible there, theoretically, if it extended to sexual politics, then you also wouldn't have these graphic novels that have
crazy things, no Quran, and no
that is more morally logical. But I think what happens is that we expect certain exceptions because of like how we view culture. Like we are a Christian nation in a lot of ways, so we think
who was it
along. I don't think lot, so
was it have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs, and when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Lot banged his daughters.
Yeah.
And had kids with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's,
that was a crazy thing, man.
There are crazy stories in the Bible, and I don't think you would find a single parent who's ready and willing to read these weird segments from the Old Testament. They're all in the Old Testament.
For sure.
To their children. Mm-hmm. That's insanity. And there are no graphic pictures, and they're not being pushed on these children.
But the question is, are the books allowed in school?
But what school, right? Like,
should a public school allow leftist sexual ideology only in written format?
Yeah.
No,
I would say no.
Then should they allow the Bible?
I would say no. I think that's just at the parent's discretion. Yeah, the school does the school's job.
I'd rather have that's both fair. Out than have one in. Right.
Right. Agreed.
And I think that we also forget that like a lot of leftist ideology, just like if you were to take your kid to a Christian school, like these things all get introduced early. Like I think part of it is you leave it up to the parent's discretion because they know when their child is ready to handle some of these conversations,
right.
Both religion and in terms of, you know, sexual identity or sexual behavior.
Yeah, the Bible and gender stuff, and it is supplementary to education if we're talking about public schools. So I think that's something that is totally within the parents' purview to decide on.
I think some of it is a lot of left education theory, like when they talk about like absence policy, they're like, if we don't talk about sex ed, then these Christian kids whose parents talk about absence will never get this information ever. And that's just not true in the day and age of the internet. Like if a kid has a question and they have the internet, they can figure out an answer. And that's also a danger.
Yeah.
But I think we see the same thing happening across the board, right? Like if we don't introduce it in school, there's a chance that kids who need the information won't get it. And that's fundamentally not true.
Yeah. And there's so many other subjects you could apply that to. You know, kids might not know about transgender people if you never introduce it to them.
Kids might not know how to file their taxes, but we don't do that. We don't even do that.
We don't
have a requirement for financial literacy.
It doesn't make it your job.
Yeah.
What was sex ed like for you guys in school? How did they introduce it?
If I remember correctly, they did it in a biology class, and it was very much like, this is how babies are created. If you are going to engage in this activity, wear a condom, and that was it. There was no talk of, here's how other sexualities engage in sex. There was nothing about any of that.
What grade was it?
I really don't know.
I was in fifth grade.
In fourth.
How old is fifth
I remember
grade?
Fifth and fourth being like puberty oriented. So like, here's what a period is. I don't know what the boys talked about. And then I remember it being in high school, and I can't remember if it was probably freshman year or sophomore year. And then it was much more like, these are condoms. This is how this works.
You're 9 to 11 in fifth grade.
Yeah. You just got to bring the kids to the farm.
There you go. That'll do it. Yeah.
No. Don't worry about sex. I just bring them to the farm.
Watch that big red thing come out of the tip of the dick of a donkey or something.
Yeah. Well, also
shit's crazy.
Or have a dog that like you breed, or just generally like refer to things by the anatomically correct name. Like one of the problems that I think both sides have is that they just make everything weird and taboo, and you have to talk about it a certain way. And like, you just need to open it so your kid can ask questions and get accurate information.
Do schools, like, here's the broader question. Should schools do sexual education?
Great
question.
Is that
something that should be mandatory in schools? Is
Maybe
that
it's
the
parents.
Job of schools?
It's the parents' job.
But the thing is, let's go with government here, but like, they then think parents who don't want to talk about those things from their kids are doing their kids a disservice and putting them in danger. They feel entitled to insert themselves into this.
Yeah.
I stand by. If your kid has a question, the internet is there.
True. I thought it was cool that they handed out condoms in elementary school. I didn't really understand much about it during sex ed. They gave all the girls condoms.
That's terrifying.
And like, if a kid didn't know, if a girl didn't know, and then she had sex
at grade.
In fourth grade, I think, or fifth grade. The boys didn't get condoms, but they gave the girls condoms after the sex ed class.
Yeah. Also, isn't that just teaching it their responsibility and men don't have accountability?
That's right.
Like, I thought that's anti-feminist.
Yeah, I wanted a condom. I was mad.
I don't know what they gave boys when I was in fifth grade.
School,
I know they handed out, like, tampons.
Yeah, the girls got tampons.
Yeah. But that's because that's actually a time period when a lot of girls start their periods.
Well, some parents complained.
That's dumb.
They said that the parents should have been given the tampons, not the little girls.
Well, yeah, yeah. Some religions don't even allow women to use them. So it's like having a school be the arbiter of sex education is such a problematic thing for so many different reasons.
But if your religion has a strong feeling about it, you should be having these conversations at home.
I agree. It's simple. Yeah. The parents should get no say. All kids should be put on puberty blockers, and then you never have to talk about it.
Takes a village.
And then they get the metaverse, and they hang out over
there.
That's fine. Yeah, sounds good.
That's a good skit. Like, the real reason for puberty blockers is that adults are too awkward to talk to sex about their kids.
Yeah.
It's like, Dad, can you tell me about where babies come from?
When a man, you know what? Take this pill.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't worry about it.
You'll never have to worry about it.
Just don't worry about it. Just take the pill.
If a kid, if a girl in elementary school didn't know about pregnancy and had sex in middle school and then got pregnant, that then we would have failed that kid as a society.
I just. Fault. Where are her parents?
No. Hold on.
Single parent. One of them's just a loser. I don't know. What's the worst case scenario?
Okay, do you think there are post-pubescent children who are like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now.
So
we're just driven to do this thing we're doing.
I think.
Oh no, a baby's happening.
Oh,
I think they might not be aware of the likelihood of getting pregnant and thinking it's just a frivolous thing. But the question then becomes: is it the school's obligation when things like that happen? Like, we have truancy laws for fucked up parents who don't send their kids to school because we want those kids to go to school. It's the same thing for sex education.
Also, this is another argument to have big families, because if you have a fifth grader who doesn't know, is never around anyone who's pregnant, who has a baby, like, you have no natural way to have these conversations. So yeah, maybe you are having to either skip the conversation or very awkwardly be like, I feel like you're not ready for it, but I have to tell you this is how this works. Like, we separate ourselves from so many stages of life because of modern culture and the like denial of the importance of family, that like we don't have a natural way to be like, oh yeah, your aunt Linda is having a baby and do you have any questions about it, you know, from an early age. It's always like, well, if we just ignore it, it won't happen. And then if it does happen, we have to pretend like it's actually someone else's fault.
Right.
I don't know.
Or you cannot teach your kids and then they'll grow up to pour urine all over themselves.
Yeah, yeah, that'll do it.
Because they don't know if you don't teach them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not inherently obvious that a fucking is pregnant. Like,
right,
it doesn't.
Right.
I went to South America for a while, and I was teaching, I was talking to the kids and all these, like, in it was in Belin and Iquitos in Northeast Peru in the jungle, and they were pooping in the river and then drinking the water. They didn't know. They were never educated.
Mm-hmm. It's not innate.
You don't know.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yep. So,
I mean, it's going to come up in biology class regardless. Like, you have to have discussions about reproduction. It's just how far does that conversation go?
Don't eat shit.
Ah, don't do that. Yeah.
Don't die.
Try not to.
Oh, they were pissed when they found out. He told them. They threw garbage on the mayor's front lawn. They were fucking rioting.
Are you serious? They're all sick.
They were like, we want to drink shit.
You're treating us like garbage. They didn't know that they were being treated so shittily.
Horrifying.
Wow.
Until we told them.
Let them drink shit.
Shit went sideways when they found out.
This is what I'm saying. Look, so the other day we were talking about, these lefties are desperately trying to sterilize their kids and abort their kids. And the right is trying to stop them. Why? Because they want more leftists? The right should be coming on saying, thank you so much for what you're doing for this country and this world by terminating your genetic line.
I think it's like, you don't know how that kid's going to pan out.
Exactly.
And you're like, we're fighting for the innocence of a malleable mind being shaped into something that it's never cognizant of. Like, Jazz Jennings is such a perfect example. Dude. Her mother says, I've known Jazz was trans since she was 2 years old.
Geez.
Like, at that point, you might as well treat Jazz as if she is a girl. That's all she's ever known. That's all she's ever been cognizant of. And she's been robbed of a real life.
Well, she's also known eating lots of food.
Yeah, but is that a side effect of the sheer
depression,
mental turmoil?
So bad.
Yeah, dude.
Your body is rejecting itself, essentially.
I don't like that the mom said she knew she was a girl. It's more like, I thought she was a girl since she was two. Because not a piece of knowledge.
They're saying, I know. Dwayne Wade, whose kid now is 15, getting their name legally changed, he says, I've known since they were 3 years old. Fox News featured another family that said, I know since my kid was one.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's also
crazy.
Don't you accept your kid the way they are?
No.
Like, do we have to ascribe all these? It's this weird thing where they're like, gender stereotypes are bad. Unless you're a boy who may think they're a girl, and then we'll let you wear crazy heavy makeup and to participate in drag shows. Like, it doesn't make any sense unless supporting their narrative.
You know what the crazy thing is? Like this picture right here, right? See this? They try to show people, trans people looking and passing. mm-hmm. like looking like a female. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the average trans person and it's like they it's don't.
They've been lied to. They're being lied to.
And that's another trick with kids. They're saying, you know what? Look at adults when they transition. It's not looking very realistic. The earlier you get your child to do this, the smoother the transition is going to be for them.
Yeah.
Here's an example. This one was very famous. Feminist frequency. Now, obviously, the drawings are all very nice.
Stylized.
They made this, you know, they made them look like great, pretty cartoon characters. But you want to look at this individual on the left. That's a picture of a young blonde woman, right? Here's what the individual actually looks like. It is an adult human male, obese, and you see what they do. So they want this fictionalized version of themselves.
They make them look shorter.
And so they do these depictions where they're like, if you're trans, this is you.
Mm-hmm. Is it though?
But then that person sees this drawing, looks in the mirror, doesn't see that, and becomes more anxious and depressed. Like it's honestly seems like a form of torture to me to be constantly told that, like, if you just take more drugs, if you put on more makeup, if you try harder, you will eventually live this fantasy that you have created for yourself that is so disturbing. I mean, it in some ways, way back when they used to align it to, like, body image disorders because they just can't accept and see themselves the way they are. And that's heartbreaking. That's terrible.
Go and look at the trans subreddit and someone will post a picture of themselves on hormones. And they'll take a photo where they like move their shoulders and turn their face to try and look as feminine as possible because dudes have big shoulders and square jaws. And then all the comments are, "You're so beautiful. Oh my God, I wish I was as pretty as you."
Liars.
They want exactly.
They're all lying.
It's misery loves company.
It's so bad.
And then you go through this whole process thinking that's what's going to make you finally feel comfortable in your body. And then you have a body that no longer functions and you're still uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like it's no wonder the suicide rates are as high as they are.
There's another example of experimental medicine that they're doing this to kids for profit.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And you have other countries saying, stop it, stop it. Like France, Sweden, they've all come out and said, we are not doing this for anybody under the age of 18. And the US is like, oh, so sorry. We're too busy with lobbyist money.
We are so progressive. You guys are going right backwards.
Right.
My favorite thing was that the meme that came out of it was that somebody took the actual picture and created the real version.
See?
That's terrible. Oh. Looks poorly.
Yes.
I really dislike the cartoonization of people for beauty. I don't like plastic surgery for cosmetic reasons. I see older, like Nancy Pelosi, all these, like people are supposedly leaders in our world cutting their faces up.
Yeah, that's how you knew Kamala was going to be vice president because she disappeared for a minute and then came back with like this
crazy Joker smile.
Tell me these people will not go in the metaverse. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, they'll love it.
This obese male who wishes they were this petite, short, blonde girl is going in the metaverse as that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you're going to be in the metaverse, and you're going to meet a cute, young, blonde girl, and you're going to be like, hey there, sexy. And then the guy's going to be at home going like, what's going on there, sexy?
It started to infiltrate dating apps.
Catfishing.
Yeah.
You'll see, like, a lot of makeup, heavy makeup, and it turns out it's a trans person. Yep. It was pretty rare 5 years ago. Dude, on porn sites, I was watching porn, and a fucking ad came up before the video, like a pre-roll. Uh-huh. It was a trans guy jerking it. I'm like, what the fuck? Or a cross-dresser. I was like, this is not... Ian, I'm on straight porn.
Ads are algorithmically fed to you.
It's the same fucking trans ad. I don't know why. I don't know if it's trans or if it's just really a guy with a wig. Like it looks like a woman's face, but he's got his big dick.
It normalizes it.
It's fucking freakish brainwashing shit to do to someone.
The problem is that on dating apps, trans people don't say they're trans.
Yep,
right.
That's dishonest and they should be banned. Their account should be banned if they do that.
But who was that like trans YouTuber who was like, if you don't go on a date with a trans person, you're transphobic. Like,
okay, I don't give a shit.
I feel like that's not getting traction.
What are you talking about?
Dude,
like,
I am not so insecure that if you call me a transphobe, I'll go, no, I'm not. No.
You're like, okay.
Call me whatever the fuck you want, dude. I ain't sucking dick.
Would you want someone dating you because if they didn't, it's like that they're a bigoted person? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Why won't this racist date me?
I gotta go on my courtesy 3 dates and then I can break it off for other reasons. And that way I'm not, like, that's terrible.
I am a machine.
And the hard part and the hard admission about this is you are opening yourself up to violence. Mm-hmm. Just really think about that. You date a man and you go on multiple dates with him and all of a sudden you're in the bedroom and suddenly there's something there. And he beats you up. I don't know, like,
they write about
up.
It. Yes. There was a viral blog post where they said how to trick a man. Jeez. And how to have sex without them realizing it and stuff like that.
It's unbelievable.
It feels it's like it's gross. Not getting traction that whole like, hey, you won't date me, a trans person, because you're afraid. I felt like it just fell on its face, that guilt tactic.
That's not for lesbians. The lesbian lesbians are being attacked relentlessly still to this day for refusing to suck dick.
A trans woman?
Trans lesbians are men who identify as women who like women. And so they transition and then go to lesbians and say, let's hook up. And they're like, I don't like men. And they're like, I'm a woman, you bigot. And then they're like, you're a transphobe. You're a bigot. You're a TERF.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a time when it was like considered to be really terrible toxic masculinity to be like, oh, I'm going to turn a lesbian. Like, I'm going to whatever. Like, how is this not the same thing?
It's the exact same thing.
It's like the ideology is eating itself alive. It doesn't
make, because it's full of logic. Yes. Like, a holes full of fallacy. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
The guys wouldn't break. Like, there is a fantasy to having sex with a lesbian and then she realized, like, oh, dick's pretty good. Like, that's a cool fantasy.
That's so magical.
It's like in my lizard brain. Mm-hmm. But I don't guilt women into it. I would never be like, you won't do it because you're afraid of guys. Like, that shit.
And so the same thing is like, if you think of yourself, your man who thinks of yourself as female.
Mm. Yeah. A phallophobe.
You're a phallophobe.
Suck my dick or you're a bigot.
But like, to the same point, like if you are like a man who identifies as a woman who wants to date a lesbian, you have this weird trump card now that if she doesn't do that, then she is not only probably a bad lesbian, she's also a transphobe. And like, that's a terrible way to try and get someone to sleep with you. Like, that's coercion.
These
that's sexual assault.
Women, man. Just
coercion.
Yeah, yeah. These phallophobic women, you know?
I think
all women
phallophosis
have phallophobia.
Ladies, I think it's time to admit that men have won the battle of the sexes.
There
look
you
at this.
The top penis women. Is weird. I don't know, guys.
Nobody does womanhood better than men.
That's right.
It's like some big fat 50-year-old guy puts on a wig, walks up to a woman, is like, you better suck my dick or you're a transphobe.
Oh my gosh.
She's okay. Like, no. And he's no like, thanks. Transphobe.
But question for you guys. What about the transgender women who actually pass? Like, you saw them walking through a room. That's a woman. Downstairs, this woman. Everything is...
Blair White, for instance. Beautiful woman.
Blair White could
a
be
guy
an example.
That's a trans woman, but hot from a distance. I was like, oh, that's a sexy girl. And I was like, oh, it's Blair.
Man smell is always man smell.
Man smell is always man smell.
There's no question about it. There's no
but
joke.
That's pheromones. You can't get around
that.
You
can't.
Dudes who like trans people, like who are into a male, they are gay.
That,
call whatever you want. Call it, they're dudes who like penis. I don't care if you want to call it that's gay fine. Or not gay or whatever. The fact is like, trans women smell like dudes.
So like, even if she's looking like Barbie and there's no penis, you're like, I can smell a man.
There's, I'll tell you this. When I was younger, like there's something confusing. It's like, it smells weird. Like what is going on? And then you're like, oh shit. But I don't think I've ever encountered a person that passed.
I don't know that I have either.
You wouldn't know. That's the thing.
Really, the voice always gets you too. I'm like, oh, okay.
The closest I've ever seen are young children when I worked at a school. Like, and that is, it makes you uncomfortable because you like, you don't want to sexualize children, right? And like, especially really small kids, prepubescent, like they all kind of look the same, but also like you can still tell. I would see like this one kid in particular in a skirt and be like, I just know this is off.
There are trans people who transition, like even Jazz Jennings looks like a dude.
Yep.
Transitioning from before puberty, it's because prenatal testosterone plays a role in development.
Before you're
you can't
even born.
Do anything about it. They're like, dude, a lot of these trans women undergo surgeries and prosthetics, and it doesn't look natural. It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And
I think that's why they have to embrace like the drag style of makeup and like this really overdone, because there's no way to really make it work. So if it's over the top and it's the crazy false eyelashes and we make that, it's like, if you get straight women to that too, or like cisgendered women,
guys,
it's starting to blur the line.
For me, there's a bit of an overlap from like a really well done transgender surgery and like an Instagram baddie with too much face work.
I totally know what you mean.
I can get confused.
Yeah.
You guys have smelled pillow, like after a dude sleeps on it.
Yeah.
And there's a smell. And you know. And guys know this too. After you spend the night with somebody, you can smell girl on pillow. You know.
That's pheromones.
When the girl leaves, you're like, you got the pill and you're like, man, you can smell her. Yeah. And it's a fact that it makes your blood rush. Mm-hmm. Trans women do not do that. Now, if you are turned on by the pheromones of a male, I got no issue with that.
Sure.
And I don't think the people who do, as long as you're willing to admit it, that's fine. I don't give a shit. So a guy who likes a trans person should have no problem just saying you're attracted to the male pheromone.
Right.
Me, male smell grosses me out. I think it's right. it's almost like mold.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think Ian's it was from living in the theater for so long.
Ian's here all the time.
Black mold toxicity. I breathed it in. I'm still trying. I'm getting it out of my body. You know,
20, I'm sitting here.
Give me 6 years or something.
I'm sitting here. You know, I'm trying to do a podcast, and Ian's over here smelling like a guy.
It's getting some muscle like, bro, over you.
Black mold.
Got to surround with women.
Spiritualist negros.
Oh my god.
They should do the. Do you know the famous T-shirt test where they had men wear T-shirts?
Yeah, siblings.
They should do it with trans people and be like, does it work? Does this still stand up? Because we know it's real that women can identify who they're attracted to, and it's the idea that like they're looking for an immune system that's the most different from theirs to make their strong children.
Dude, dudes smell like dude.
Was it testosterone? I mean, it's got to be more than just any one thing, I would imagine.
It's a bunch of stuff. I mean, the big idea is that overall, evolutionarily, you're looking for someone to balance out your immune system so you have strong children.
You walk into a room full of sweaty guys, and it smells bad. But I'm sure women walk in there, and they're just like,
That's not true, because I drive home with sweaty socks every day, and I'm like,
No, I'm not talking about sweaty socks. I'm not talking about bacterial mold. That's bacterial mold. That's bacteria growing and feeding on sweat and stuff. I'm talking about guys in T-shirts. They just worked out at the gym. They go in the gym room, and it's all like musty man smell.
That is rough.
I don't know. Yeah, that's rough.
See, even women don't like it.
No, we do not.
I think it's like cold.
So I learned this. Women like particular smells in a man, and when you're finding a mate, you find a mate that, whose smell you like. And what was happening with birth control is that women are just on birth control. It's tamping down your hormones.
Yeah.
It changes what partners you date.
It's just like when women, because
when you're pregnant,
the pill mimics
exactly
pregnancy.
Like when
so when you say like, oh, women have smell or food aversions, like same thing, messes it up. Girls come off birth control and are like, wait, I question this relationship.
That like, makes me, I don't like this man.
That makes me wonder what
the birth
control pill
is crazy.
Like, are we just a result of our environment directing us around?
I'm kind of in that camp.
We're a result of our internal and external environment, so, meaning like we are a result of our genetics and hormones, how they interact with our world, as well as just internally, right? Yep. And that's not a bad thing. We ultimately have free will because we have cognitive power, but we make choices differently. Different lifestyles and different partners and different whatever work for different people because we aren't wired the same way. And that's what I think is one of the messed up things about the transgender movement. Like, the treatment is always hormones, it's always early intervention, it's always social integration. And that's probably not true for most children, but we're seeing them all pushed down the same rabbit hole. Like, when Sweden was saying we need to switch to having talk therapy be our first line of intervention, it's important because children will ultimately express and come to different conclusions about how they feel about their gender.
Absolutely.
And if you cut them off too early from that, you're forcing them to hold the mantle, like Jazz Jenner, of this whole ideology that maybe they don't actually feel when they're 17.
Jennings.
Caitlyn Jenner. Jazz Jenner.
Yeah.
It works.
two birds, one stone.
That was good. Yeah.
I don't think that people are not in control of their own doings. I think that people need to understand these factors that might be in play when they're making a decision. Like, if you are on birth control, you have every right to know that it might affect your choice in a partner.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why divorce rates have been getting so high. Maybe this is why women are more likely to ask for divorce than men are. I don't really know. But knowing all this stuff about yourself, like, this influences me, is really a tool you can use.
Does the guy also, when the woman comes up birth control, dislike the smell of her too, or is it more in her
characteristics about her do change? So it depends,
like, maybe their smell, right?
Smell would change, boob size change, like,
yeah, how, boobs shrink,
everything,
right?
Changed.
Guys
yeah.
immediately just get pissed off,
yeah.
Like, that one, we're a D,
you're a C,
get out,
drop that shit.
Unbelievable,
we've been together for 5 years and your boobs are smaller.
Keep going back to it.
I hate it here.
So, yeah,
the guy just he doesn't understand. He's like, just before you got off birth control, you know, you were the one, and now I just don't know why, but
you're different.
Well, you could
change.
You could be dating a whole different girl. It fucks with your emotions and how
it's
you interact with the world.
It's why pregnancy is challenging for a lot of marriages, because like the hormones are all over the place. The thing is, pregnancy only lasts for 9 months, and there's a lot of shift where the birth control puts you on a stable level that. Then you live your life in this state that isn't actually supposed to be your permanent state. Does that make sense?
So before the show, it was cold in here for some reason. So we opened the window and now there's a fuck ton of moths.
There's so many bugs in here. You guys would not believe.
Oh, snap.
Our clothing.
Well, that's as good a time as any to wrap
things up. Is this the
Mothman? I only regret.
Amla, thanks for hanging out.
We didn't talk about pee and poop.
Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody else. And for everybody who's a member, thanks for making it all possible. Check out Cast Castle. If you haven't already, you'll love the episode, and we'll see y'all next time.